Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Happy Tuesday. Are you going to post this on Tuesday? That's a lot of pressure. Because Tuesday is tomorrow morning.
Tuesday is tomorrow morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Realistically, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, girlfriends.
I thought you were going to start singing. The way you said you were like, happy. I thought you were going to happy birthday.
Maybe I was. Oh, today's Booge's birthday.
Happy birthday, Manager Booge.
Manager Booge's birthday, y'all know. So go give her a little happy birthday. Well, it's going to be a couple days late, but you can say happy belated. It's fine. Yeah, it's her. I think she's 42 and doesn't look a day over 21.
Out in her age.
That's okay. We live in a world, honey. It's time to out our ages. It's time to out our ages. This is the big year for you and it's time.
By the time my birthday actually rolls around, people are going to be so tired
of you being like, okay, we get it. You're 40.
Got it. Yeah.
So really quick, before we talk about what we need to talk about, because last week was a long one. I found this new little cream, or it's not a cream. It's like a little stick for underneath your eyes. Cause that's my biggest thing. I was telling a client today, actually, one of my biggest insecurity I have on my face is like crepiness under eyes. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Besides your melasma,
right? My melasma.
That's like your number one it thing is. That you complain
for
about.
For some reason, I hate making eye contact and talking to people outside. I don't know why. It's in your head.
Just,
it is just what it is. Yeah. So I found this like little stick. It's like a vitamin C stick. Mm-hmm. And I even checked it in my little Yuka app. I need to post it because I posted a little story of it and it got 100 out of 100. I don't know that I've ever checked something. It has nothing harmful.
Especially like cosmetic wise,
I know,
or whatever.
No harmful ingredient at all. The Elf one that I was going to get, cause I went to Walmart and it was between the two of them. And I went out of my way to get this one. And I cannot remember the brand of it. I don't remember. Anyways, y'all know I'm gonna link it up for you. But that one was like $24 and the Elf one was like 14, 15, 16, whatever. And the Elf one was like 34, 64.
I remember when everything from Elf, like when Elf first came out, you'd be hard pressed to find a single thing over like $3. Like that was their like thing, was that everything was like $3.
Oh yeah. Sometimes or less. I'm in CVS or Target and Elf is $15.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
I know. I'm like,
that's hard for me to spend that on Elf because Elf was like a cheap, that's and I'm not I'm saying it's a cheap brand because it's great stuff, but you know what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. But I think it's a prime example in like undervaluing your product.
Yeah.
Like I understood at the time when they first came out.
Because it wasn't clean. Like now they're trying to clean up their stuff.
Oh, is that it?
I think they're trying to, maybe they did rebrand it too, but they're trying to like clean it up. So now like you have a lot of big makeup artists that are, they're trying to be more comparable, which I can totally get behind it. But to your point, it's hard to remarket and rebrand yourself. Even I know that. And it's hard for me to spend $15 on that.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a good point. It's hard to break out of that box.
I can't like wrap my head around.
Yeah. Elf.
I can't. Did I talk on here last week about the acrylate copolymer shit?
No.
Okay. So after I had my hysterectomy, I had the reaction to the adhesive, right? Uh-huh. Okay. So the long story short, like I'm sensitive to adhesives, blah, blah, blah. I ended up having like major reactions around all of the different incisions, but full body, I had like dermatitis, like tiny red bumps that itched.
Yes. I remember you saying you were
everywhere.
Yourself.
Yes. So, and I also ended up getting like really bad dermatitis on my eyelids. So weird. Assumed it popped up right at the same time as everything else. I'm like, okay, it's just part of it. It's going to go away. Honest to God, I wanted to rip my, like just so itchy.
Itching is the word. A mosquito bite. I want to carve out my skin to the bone and get it out of there.
Itchy, flaky, scaly. I mean, true like eczema. Like if you've ever had eczema, like a bad eczema patch, that's what was going on my eyelids. Mm. Fast forward, everything eventually goes away except for my eyelids. My eyelids stayed. It would ebb and flow. Like it would get better. It would get worse. Never fully went away. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't go away. And then why it would get better and why it would then like all of a sudden flare up. And I'm like, there's got to be something else that's like irritating it. Mm-hmm. And I was using like steroid cream, like cortisone? Yeah.
I said cortisol. I meant cortisone. Yeah. I think I was talking about the stress in your
hydrocortisone.
Body.
That's what you can buy. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I was buying. But like, that's a steroid cream and like your eye skin's so sensitive. Yeah. And I was like, I really don't want to do this long term because
you can't, right? You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. And like, it was like several months.
And it probably says keep away from your eyes. And meanwhile, you have to put it on your eyes.
Right. But everything I looked up, like at home treatment for eczema was, you know, do like a steroid cream.
Okay.
Temporarily. I went to urgent care. Urgent care was like, yeah, we'll write you a prescription for a steroid cream. I said, well, could I try hydrocortisone instead, like first? And they're like, oh yeah, that's a weaker steroid. That would be better if that works. Great. Used it. It helped. Again, never fully went away, but it did help immensely.
Okay.
And finally, I'm like, okay. I had to go to the dermatologist for something else. So I was like, while I'm there, I'm going to talk to her about my eyelids.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while I'm waiting for this appointment, I'm on TikTok and randomly this video.
Is it really random? No, the phones are always listening.
Well, that is very true. But so a video comes up and she's like, stop what you're doing if you have eczema on your eyelids. I said,
God,
I'm set. Like, I'm at alert. You have my undivided attention.
Never mind. I'm leaving the dermatologist now.
Right. She goes, stop scrolling if you have eczema on your eyelids. It's probably not eczema. And I'm like, mother of God, is she going to tell me I got like eggs on my eyes? Like,
ew, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking like worst case scenario. Bad. She goes, there's an ingredient in a lot of gel nail polish and a lot of other beauty products called acrylic copolymer.
Uh-huh.
And chances are you're allergic to it and you're having an allergic reaction. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, well, I had had my nails naked ever since my surgery because you can't have nail polish on for surgery, which yeah. I don't really understand. Do you know why?
Yeah, I looked that up before. I think it's so they can see if your nail beds turn purple. So if they can see if you're dying. Is that right? Did I make this up?
Oh my God.
I'm going to look this up while you're talking because I've looked it up before because you know, your girl don't miss a nail.
Yeah.
I don't miss a nail. So
before my hysterectomy, I had my nails taken off and I, you know, just hadn't put nails back on like after. I was letting them grow out and be virgin again. Mm-hmm. But, so I'm like, okay, well, I'm not wearing nail polish, but like, is that what it is?
Is she a doctor? Is there a doctor in the house? You can't have nail polish during surgery because it blocks the pulse oxometer sensor from accurately reading your blood oxygen levels and hides visual cues like nail bed color, which signals poor circulation and can harbor bacteria, increasing infection, especially with acrylics or gel nails. Medical teams need a clear views and accurate readings to monitor your vital signs during anesthesia. Your girl is a freaking MD.
So
I
smart.
Knew that. If it comes to nails or hair, baby, I got you.
There you
and
go.
The under eye cream.
There you go.
I know a little something.
She is an expert.
Wow. I feel so validated. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're so smart. So I go to my dermatologist and she's like, she's telling me like that she can give me a medication. She said, it's good that you stop using the hydrocortisone. Like long-term steroid use is not good. She was like, I've got a sample of another medication. You can try that. And if that doesn't help, then like, go see, or if it like keeps going on, if it doesn't eliminate it, you may want to see an allergist.
Dang, you didn't bust out the acromion acrylate, whatever.
Well, so she was kept looking at my hands and she goes, I see you're not wearing nail polish. Do you normally wear nail polish? And I said, yes, but I haven't worn it in a long time. And I said, since like before my surgery, so before it started. And she goes, and you haven't changed any skincare, hair care, anything like that. I was like, no. Like,
your hair hasn't been done in a year, girl. Do you see these roots? That's what you should have told her.
Well, at that point, I had had my hair done.
True.
This was recent.
That's right.
Although.
Oh, you went recently to? Oh, duh. I'm thinking, okay, God.
Yeah. No, this is recent dermatologist. Yes. Like within the last few weeks. So. She goes, and you haven't changed any of your skincare, hair care, nothing. I'm like, no, like I have not changed anything since before my surgery. Like I've been using the same stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's why she was like, okay, we'll try this cream. If not, go to the allergist, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. And then I tried the little cream. It helped. I'm like, okay, great. And then I'm like, I got to refine this video because I couldn't remember the name of this thing. Mm-hmm. And so I find the video again and acrylic copolymer. And I said, you know what? I changed shampoo and conditioner not long before my surgery.
Oh no.
Because what she was explaining to me is that your eye skin is so sensitive mm-hmm. that you may be using something that you have a very mild sensitivity to, mm-hmm. but your body can fight it off. But because I was having the reaction to the adhesives, it like my body was busy, like the immune system was lowered because right, of that.
That versus,
exactly. Yeah.
That's like pregnant women's teeth get all nasty because your baby's taking all the calcium, all the nutrients. Because so that
when women get like cavities when they're pregnant and stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So I'm making the connection. I'm like, so it probably was just like, they're not connected, even though they happen simultaneously, mm-hmm. whatever. Sure enough, I checked the shampoo, acrylic copolymer.
What were you using?
CeraVe shampoo and conditioner.
CeraVe gets such a, people think it's so good. It is not. It does not test well in
So I gotta say, my hair
felt good.
Looked and felt great using it. I didn't even know CeraVe
had
my scalp. Remember I used to always complain to you about the like dry, flaky scalp?
Yeah.
Totally fixed, which is why I tried it.
Yeah.
Because it was really, anyways, it worked great, but sure enough, acrylic copolymer. So I was like, okay. So I checked the conditioner. I checked my skincare. Nothing else had it. And so I said, I'm going to get a different shampoo. So I checked a few different shampoos.
Okay.
I got one that didn't have it in it.
Okay.
When I tell you within a week,
it cleared it up.
It cleared it up. Removing that. So the ebb and flow was because when it would get worse and better, it was because every time I would wash my hair,
which was like once a week.
Or once or twice a week.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I shampooed my hair, I would get a flare up and it would get really inflamed and bad again. But I just wasn't making the connection.
Yeah, most people wouldn't because you're not washing your eyelashes. So it wouldn't seem like it would be.
Right. So get this. Gets weirder. Yeah. This is just how sensitive your eyelid skin is. Okay. So it's better. It's like not, it wasn't irritating me or bothering me, but I could tell it was on its way out still, but not 100% gone. Mm-hmm. So the other day I put some earrings in and I hadn't worn these earrings before, but then, and they're not real metal. And I know that like my ears,
and the older we get, man, my ear is going to reject an earring now.
Yeah.
I got to wear a good earring.
I've always been this way. Even as a kid, my parents always bought me surgical steel earrings because I had bad infections if I wore anything like fake.
My pageant days, I'll wear a 15-pound cheap Amazon earring.
Yeah.
Literally pulling it down. Now, if I put it in, I have one ear. I can't remember which one it is right now. If I even get it on my ear and stick it through, immediately it throbs.
Okay. So I wear cheap jewelry sometimes, cheap earrings or whatever.
Did you put
clear
nail polish on it?
Huh?
Did you do the nail polish?
No. Are you supposed to put clear nail polish?
No, I don't think you are, but some people would like put it on the little thing so it wouldn't affect your
my luck I'd react to that well, so yeah, it doesn't really matter six of one half dozen of another but normally I can have it in for a couple hours, like enough for an event or whatever before it starts irritating or whatever. I'm upstairs, I put these earrings in. By the time I get down to my kitchen, I am desperately trying to rip these earrings out of my ears because they are so irritated and inflamed, and within minutes my eyelid dermatitis is back.
Stop.
And it has not gone away since.
Why did the earring do it?
Probably because it's just, I was having a reaction to the
whatever. Oh, so your eyelids are going to be your tell-all.
Yeah.
Like you're going to, wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So all week, I can feel it's in the same, it's in like the corners. So it's in the creases. Oh, it drives me nuts.
And I remember you coming over here one time and you were showing me your eyelids, which it probably feels worse to you than it looks to somebody else. I mean, I could tell.
Oh, yeah, like I think unless you're like, really looking at my eyelids, you're not seeing it.
You don't like an alligator, you know? Where were you going that you had to wear earrings that I wasn't invited to?
They were just like studs. I just was like, you know what?
Just checking. I was like, what event?
Maybe
what,
stop what, looking what like place? A boy. Like, put some earrings in.
Put your hair down and put an earring on.
I tried.
I was like, hey. Yeah, you tried. And your body's like, not today.
No, ma'am. So now I'm forced to buy some good jewelry.
You know what?
What listen, a shame.
What a bummer. The older we get, the more our bodies are like, you know what? We're not doing it.
Yeah, what a shame. Oh, I'm going to have to buy some gold posts. Okay.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Anyways, that's my story. Sorry. I hope it wasn't boring.
No, it wasn't.
But, you know, consider it a PSA.
Yes.
Acrylic copolymer. Just go ahead and take it out.
Which is so crazy.
But now I'm scared to put nails back on.
So listen to this. Now that you're saying that. So years ago, I've literally gotten my nails done starting in the ninth grade. And any picture you see of me in high school, your girl had a thick French tip. I mean, that's just what it was.
And the airbrushed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they would do the little paper. And sometimes if they didn't cut it smoothly, it would leave a little point where they folded it in half. But anyway, so I went through a phase where I would always get acrylic. And then my fingers got so itchy and they broke out to the point where I couldn't get acrylic anymore. I would wake up in the middle of the night scratching my hands like that. It was so bad.
Oh.
So then I switched to the liquid gel.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. And I wonder if it was because that stuff is in it. Because I can't have anything like that on my fingernails. That's why I can get the dip, like the SNS, you know? And that's the only thing I can get because
I'm going to have to just check everything.
I guarantee you, I bet that's in there.
Oh, I definitely.
My fingers will like literally.
I definitely won't be able to do gel ever again. I don't think the dip. I would be curious to know if it's in there because I don't know what it actually does. Because you know, it's not like it makes it hard in the gel nail polish, and that's why it.
But wasn't dip? Didn't it come out because it was like vitamins for your? It was more clean than.
Yeah, but a lot of nail people say it's actually worse for your nails than the gel is.
Why?
I don't know.
They ruin everything. Everybody ruins everything.
I mean, it's probably all bad if we're being honest, but but I'm like apprehensive to put anything on my nails because I'm like.
Your hands will look good, but your eyeballs will be itching out and you can't even scratch them because the nails are the problem and then you're going to scratch your eye with it. That's torture. Right. Can't do it.
Exactly. So, listen, you know, I'll
scratch your eyelid for you.
Naked Nelly over here, bare nails.
Can't have anything. Can't have anything nice. Can you have makeup? You have to check all your makeup.
I did.
Did you have any in there? No.
Well, I just checked like the couple things that I wear like on a regular basis, but best believe I'm checking everything before I put it on my face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew? The more you know.
I'm sad about it. So acrylic copolymer.
I'm going to look that up.
Check your shit. Take it out. Whatever it is, you probably shouldn't have it in.
Yeah. Obviously our bodies are rejecting it. Meanwhile, a Diet Coke is, you know, the poison that our bodies need. And Diet Dr.
Pepper. I wanted to stop for a Diet Coke on the way over here so bad.
And outside in the garage fridge, I got a Diet Dr. Pepper. And I got Olipops. And I got a sparkling water. Do you want one?
Yeah.
What do you want?
A DDP.
Okay. I'm going to go outside.
Oh, you're going to go outside? I was going to say text your kid.
Okay. I'll tell Mike to tell Fisher to do it.
Be like... Bring Auntie Spencer a DDP stat. So I realized earlier today that we were so out of practice from our holiday break that we didn't do Am I the Assholes? And we have a boatload of submissions. So pulled a handful of them. So we'll get to those because...
We have a brief catch up from last week.
Yes. But okay. So one, I first just want to say, I finally saw The Housemaid.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh.
It was so well done. They need, Paul Feig or Feig or whatever, however you pronounce his name, needs to give a masterclass to other showrunners, writers, whatever. This is how you do a book to movie conversion.
It was so good. It was,
or adaptation,
it
whatever.
It was so good. And even the changes that they made were so appropriate and they weren't over the top. They were just enough. They were perfect. They were eventful. It was so good. Yes. Mm-hmm, chef.
My only complaint, I would have appreciated more Enzo.
Enzo had a bigger presence in the book. So yes. I was very surprised. I said the same thing.
Especially if they're going to do the next two books.
The only thing I can think of is that in the next one, he's going to be a bigger presence because I was very surprised. Well,
he would have to be.
I was so surprised that he had limited because they, I don't want to spoil anything, but
Yeah. But, and you know, Brennan Sklenar.
Daddy. He's so cute. Oh,
God. Lord. I don't want to like him, but I do. I do.
In that movie, you're like, you forget if you didn't just read the book. I forgot that I didn't like him until about midway through and I was like, oh man,
I didn't.
We don't like him.
I was
we
actively conflicted from the start.
I forgot. He fooled me. He fooled me.
I thought Sydney Sweeney, great. People give her shit, say she's a bad actress. I thought she did.
I don't think she's a bad actress, but she did not fit the person for me that I thought it was going to be. I was picturing brunette, a dark brunette, and just this girl with a Boston accent. Like, that's what I was picturing. You know, I was really picturing this girl right here with a little bit of a darker, you know, a little bit more abrasive. Oh, I just like talking like this right here. Oh, it went away. Okay, go ahead.
That's a very Staten Island accent, though.
Okay, yes, Staten Island.
Whatever it is, I appreciate it. Queens, maybe, actually.
Queens. Oh, Queens sounds good.
I thought she was really well cast. She was exactly what I
As a whole, they casted very well because the chemistry was good. In the everybody had great chemistry. Yes. So I wouldn't change it, but I definitely pictured.
I did picture
a bit of a different person for that character, but I think they did so good. And I don't care what nobody says. I know her and Brandon, whatever his name is, Mr. Sklenar, Daddy Sklenar. I know they hooked up. Don't even say they didn't. I know they did.
I mean.
Oh, delivery. Give it to Spencer.
Special delivery. Thank you, buddy. Sir.
No, thank you, baby. You're. I don't need a bubbly water. I got, I love you. No, I gave you my grape one. You already took my grape one. Love you. That's nice. When I'm, yeah, you can have that one in there. I love you. Do I want a bubbling, a bubbly water? What a sweet little nugget. Shut the door. All the way. What a sweet baby. Shut that door more. See, Gage is going to push it open. Fisher.
Thank you.
Yes, he's like, mm-hmm, he's sucking up. He's being a sweet boy.
Cafe quality brews without a barista? That's the Ninja Lux Cafe. Yep, no skills needed. Rich espresso, balanced drip coffee, rapid cold brew, all made by you because Barista Assist technology handles the details. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you don't have to. Finish with silky microfoam made with dairy or plant-based milk, hot or cold, hands-free. Still no skills needed. From first-timer to full-blown coffee fan, you can brew it all with the Ninja Lux Cafe. Shop now.
But yes, I feel like it was good.
The
can't wait for the second
the
one.
The bad girl scene, the bad scene.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like,
tell me they didn't have a little hanky panky.
Hold on, I have a bone to pick though, real quick.
Oh, what?
We're in the movie theater.
Okay.
And we walk in and I see 1, 2, 3 seats. Great. Mm-hmm. Cool. I knew that Stacey needed an aisle because she was drunk and going to have to pee.
Yep.
Bree's pregnant, so she was also going to have to get out and pee. And also, I'm not going to make her sit next to somebody's husband who is in seat number 4 in the aisle. So I was sitting 2 inches away from somebody else's man during all those scenes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't like this. This should be a women's only theater.
That shouldn't even be your part. What was he doing during the those parts?
I couldn't even look.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I was enjoying the scene myself.
Right.
But also I was like, oh my God. Because I knew these scenes were going to happen.
Yeah.
Because Bree and Stacey hadn't read the book.
Oh.
And the people to my right also hadn't read the book, I don't believe, based on commentary during the movie. Great. Because everybody is like talking shit about one character and not the other. You know, and I'm picking up what I'm putting down. Uh-huh. No spoilers.
Right.
And meanwhile, I'm like, you know,
they're gonna get
waiting for the other shoe to drop.
That's right.
So, anyways, yeah, but I'm like, no, this is not allowed.
I cannot
wait. I shouldn't
for the
be sitting
one.
Next no. to a man no. in what the theater watching these scenes.
And why are you even in here? What are you doing? Y'all get on my nerves already, and I don't know you because you can't even do anything separate. I said what I said.
Whole group of girls. And like maybe he was gay, but he didn't look like a gay.
Oh, well, if he was gay,
or sound like
totally
a gay
fine.
Or act like a gay, he was somebody's man.
You should have watched in that scene to see where he perked up a little bit.
I should have, but I couldn't. I was like, I was like, I don't want nobody. No,
don't even look at me.
I don't want to make eye contact with a man during the scene.
Oh,
anyways,
it.
That's
so
it. So that's my campaign. You know, women, movies that are written and produced for women.
Let us have it. God,
like they need to have
this.
Like
watch it on
women's
Amazon.
Only theater times.
Yes.
Like I need a safe space.
Yeah.
And that's what I need.
Because that's just what we deserve. Honestly. Okay.
Speaking, no men in women's spaces.
Right. So speaking of safe spaces.
Yeah.
This is a safe space. I really have something to tell y'all. And I think I'm an Austin Kroll fan.
Welcome.
I think I'm an Austin Kroll fan.
Welcome.
Last week, I did.
It was a great interview.
I did my due diligence after Spencer raved about it, and I listened to the Nick Vial podcast and the one with Austin specifically. Obviously, it was really good. And you know what? Last season, if y'all listened to our show, I said he really kind of started winning me over. I think it was last season where I was like, okay, or maybe it was season before last. It doesn't matter. But he started showing like great friendship qualities. I was like, okay,
yeah.
I can get on board. I see why people, maybe he's maturing, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, cool. But then this season so far on the show, I'm like, oh God, kind of whiny. Him and Craig are just kind of like battling it out. They're both getting on my nerves a little bit, even though I love Craig, you know. But Austin is such a really good friend. Now, I do feel like as a whole, it was a shit on Craig podcast. I mean, they really went hard on that.
Yes. They're not. I think Nick and Natalie, I don't think they're big Craig. Well, I know.
Has Paige been on their podcast? No.
No. And during the whole breakup, pretty much every, but Natalie and the household, as they call them,
yeah,
all shit hard on Craig. Very anti-Craig, team Paige.
Yeah.
And Nick was a little more neutral. Mm-hmm. He would kind of defend, especially when like Paige was upset that Craig wouldn't like dispel the cheating rumors.
Yeah.
Nick kind of had Craig's back in that sense. And he was like, he really doesn't have the responsibility to do that.
Oh,
like,
I listened to that
doesn't
one.
Make yeah. him a bad guy. So, but he was a little more neutral yes. during the whole dissolution of the thing. But the rest of them were staunchly Team Paige, anti-Craig.
Yeah.
So am I really surprised that the interview skewed mm-hmm. a little anti-Craig?
It just felt not like really, the majority because
that's
of it was
kind
that.
Of the her, yeah. you know.
Yeah, it was perception. A lot of that, which is, listen, that's fine. It is what it is. I mean, it's whatever.
He's not really helping himself with things.
No, he's yeah. not. I mean, yeah. But I thought it was a great interview. I thought, to your point, like, no, it was definitely taken out of context, the clipped pieces that people were like, oh my God, she did. But it was definitely out of left field how she just switched gears.
It was
and it was awkward for like a split
jarring.
Second. Because
yeah.
you're like, wait. And then he just kind of played it off like you said and was just like, okay, cool. So we're going there. But the more I listened to him, I was like, you know, I can't even believe I'm going to say that. Like, I think Austin reminded me of this guy. I think I said this to y'all before. He sounds and reminds me so much of this guy. I used to, could not stand him in Florida. He was one of the guy I dated's best friends. He drove me crazy.
So they it's sound like just the same. You yep. like subconsciously make the association.
Exactly. If I was blindfolded, you couldn't tell a difference between this person and Austin. And I think that's why. And then also some of his just behaviors. But no, I think he's grown. He's matured. And like I said, the last season, he really has. And I'm like, I think I like him. I think he's a good guy. I think he really is. He's really grown on me. And I never thought I would see the day that I would feel that way.
That's what I like to call growth.
It's growth. And I'm happy to report back that I think I'm an Austin fan. And I still do like Craig, but I do need him to act right. You're making it hard to defend you, pal. But I like Craig.
I love him. Craig. And that's why it's gosh, so frustrating to like watch to the show. And I'm like,
I know.
You're like too old to act like this.
Yeah. And you know, we just got to have hope. We just got to have our hope for our little Craigies.
So I'm trying to find it because I saw it earlier.
What?
A response that Rod made. You know Rod from the show? Mm-hmm. About.
Hold on, where? About their episode?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh.
So.
How pissed do you think Craig was when he heard that? Because Austin made the joke that he hopes his assistant listens to it and then reports back to him. I wonder how mad Craig was. Do you think he like laughed it off? Or do you think he was mad when he heard it? Or do you think Austin had to give him a heads up? Like, listen, bro, I kind of went sideways a little.
I kind of feel like maybe they are business partners. So I feel like maybe he would have given him a little heads up or they would have like done a rundown or whatever. Damn. I'm going to have to see if I can find this. Long story short, he basically commented on one podcast that did like a recap, like on Instagram or TikTok or
like
something.
One of those Bravo ones or something.
Something. Yeah. Somebody did like a recap of the episode and Rodrigo commented on it that she's a piece of shit, referring to Natalie. Uh-huh. And then.
He's usually not messy like that.
Oh, no. He is. Defending his friend. He is not
good.
Happy.
I think you should. And I think you should defend your friend. That is now take it up with your friend behind closed doors, but I think you should defend your friend. But wow. He's usually not like a messy kind of guy like that.
No, not at all. I got
Did you watch, it. Have you been watching the season? Like, are you caught up?
Yes. I just watched
last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Same. I'm a little underwhelmed with the season as a whole, I will say, but you know, I'm starting to get a little
underwhelmed.
I'm starting to get a little annoyed, I think, with the storylines because it's kind of the same thing. Instead of Taylor and Olivia, now we've got Charlie and Sally. And if Sally, those crazy eyes, when she was talking to Craig in the pet store and she was like, I'm trying to say I like you. And her eyes were like
possessed.
I was like, honey, blink to break your stare. Like, that was kind of weird the way she was looking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
I wish I'd taken a screenshot of it, but I can't find it. So it doesn't really matter. But
okay. So Rodrigo went in hard for his friend.
Yeah. So basically he accused them of calling everybody that they know to do damage control instead of just apologizing to Austin, like something along those lines. And I was like, oh, very interesting. I would love to know what's happening behind the scenes, because again, they had the Christmas, you know, debacle that they got nine kinds of shit for. And then they made some sort of like snarky comment at the start of the next episode. Basically that was like, it was definitely intended to be a go fuck yourself. We aren't apologizing for anything.
This is our show.
But without our saying it.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, have moved on business as usual after the Austin thing. It's like, I don't know that that's the best way to handle this. Like, I understand they have a lot of haters, whether they're warranted or not. Mm-hmm. They do get a lot of shit online for a variety of things.
Are you specifically talking about their episode with Austin?
In general, they do. A lot of times, I don't know. I just feel like there's times where you can kind of address something.
And said that you ignore it. Like Austin literally, they brought something up like that. And Austin was like, I used to like go into the comments and be bothered, but you can't. They like literally said that on that episode.
Yeah.
Because think about it. You and I, when we've been in situations that few and far in between that people come at us, you and I don't breathe life into it, right? Like we're just like, eh, whatever. So for maybe sure. For them, not addressing stuff is better, but also they have a bigger, they're more powerful. And if I was more powerful, we probably would be running
and
our
I
mouth.
Don't disagree with not like, I do think, because as I said, they get a lot of shit all the time for a lot of things.
So they can't defend everything.
I think it's different when, and maybe they have had a private conversation. And what I'm hoping is that they've had a private conversation with Austin, and Austin's like, hey, it's all good. You don't need to like make a public apology or whatever. But Rod, who's friends with Austin, making all these comments, and I'm talking like within the last like day or two, that kind of leads me to believe that they haven't talked to Austin. There hasn't been that private conversation where we're like, hey, we didn't really realize that like this could have been or would have been so hurtful, and we're sorry. Right. Like, you know, whatever. I don't know. It just kind of feels like I think it's a difference between
in that context,
people starting shit and talking shit and you just being like, go fuck off. Like we know who we are. Like the age stuff. Yeah. People call her a child bride and all that. Like they're not going to breathe life into that.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. I understand what you're saying with that part of it with Austin, because it affected him versus it was like the perception.
Yes.
Which I do think if people are perceiving something that you directly did, yes, that part. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
But you know, all that to say, I'm very happy you're having this like revelation.
It was a good episode. Austin. And if you're on the fence with him, like I said, he seems like a really good guy. He seems like he's matured so much in the last 2 years. Really? He really has. It was a good episode. I'm glad I listened. Yeah. I'm glad I gave it a listen. Thanks Spencer for the encouragement. Thanks for influencing me to do that.
You're so welcome.
All right.
Okay. We can jump right into these. Am I the assholes? I'm so ready. Many.
I'm excited. Let's go. Fire them out.
All right.
I'm going to listen this time because sometimes I don't. I mean, I do, but I try to do other stuff.
Okay. What? Okay. This, I haven't pre-read. I literally just grabbed a handful. So perfect. Bear with me. So the first one. Why is it I run my ass off for 3 weeks buying, wrapping, cleaning, cooking, decorating, etc., while my husband sits on his ass and does nothing? But I ask him to empty the trash, and you would think she got cut off. She goes,
I can probably
and you it. Would think I asked him to, and then she got cut off. And you know what?
We can all agree that that's just how they are. You are not the asshole. I don't know what you were going to ask, but correct. It ain't you.
Correct. But like, why is it that all, I get that like there's like this husband hating trope, and like, I kind of hate that. Like, don't mock and hate on your husband just for the sake of doing it.
Because it's cute.
Like, right. Yeah, it's not actually cute really because it makes your husband look like a poo-poo head.
Yeah.
But why is it that so many of them are actually the same buffoons?
Well, I just had this conversation today with a client. I think as a whole, well, men and women are different. They are wired differently. They're emotionally differently. They need things differently. They are different, yeah. right? Okay. So I was just telling a client today, so much gets put on women. You know, we were specifically talking about like moms, like so much gets put on a mom. Packing lunches, making sure the kid has the field trip stuff signed. And listen, obviously this is not for everybody. But this is as a whole.
We're stereotyping.
Stereotyping. Yes. When I talk to people in my salon, which is, you know, 8 people a day, the common consensus that we all agree on is that the majority of us do all these things. And a lot of moms now are working moms. And a lot of moms do the grocery order, the pickup, the drop off, the this, the that. And I'm not saying
the
men don't help.
The job of keeping the house and raising the kids that would have fallen on a woman who stayed at home.
Yeah.
It still falls on the woman, even though so many women work. And it's like, I get there are many households that do divvy up responsibilities, but I would venture to say the vast majority of women that work would probably tell you that they still bear the brunt of more. And listen, I don't even have kids, but guess who doesn't give a second thought to
Robbie,
to Christmas presents for nieces and nephews and all that. And like,
and listen,
if I didn't order, if I didn't go out of my way to buy gifts and put gifts together and wrap gifts and blah, blah,
it wouldn't get done.
He wouldn't even think about
it. That's what I was going to say. I do think it needs to be said that, like, I don't think men go out of their way to maliciously do these things. My point earlier was they just don't think about it. They don't. So you have to kind of point it out to them and why they don't think about it. I don't know. I can tell you when Mike brushed his teeth and used his mouthwash and shaved his beard because every cabinet door in the bathroom is open and the drawers are open. And it blows my mind that he'll go in the kitchen and open the door to the cabinet and get a cup and leave that open. It blows my mind that he doesn't shut it back. Like, my brain is just like, how did you do all those things?
But that's what I'm saying. Are they just all wired they're all like the same?
Yes, that's my point. They're all wired that way. I don't know. When we get to heaven, we'll meet up and we'll go find Jesus.
Fuck heaven.
I'm like, hey,
I'm telling you.
When, I didn't say that, Lord. When,
oh, yeah, no. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that either. You know, screw waiting for heaven. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
You got the answers?
No, I'm fully committed to like kick them out. Oh. I want to live with girlfriends.
Talking about the solution. I want to know why they're wired that way, sis.
Well, that too. My solution is
Golden Girls.
I want to get the fuck out.
Is Robbie going to listen to this?
I don't know. We buy 2 houses next door to each other, and like men can be in one and women can be in another. Okay, I hope he's not going to listen to this.
I'm actually
a blowout fight yesterday.
Tell
morning.
Him we didn't have an episode. He probably subscribed. Is he still subscribed to our Patreon?
He sure is. I'm sure. Thank you.
Okay. Are you going to tell us about the blowout or is that?
Well, we had a blowout fight. I was going to. Oh, but one of the things he said.
Why are you whispering? He's going to hear this regardless.
Why am I whispering? Actually, that's funny.
Like, he's not going to be able to turn the volume up.
He's not going to listen to this.
Okay.
But so
well, that's rude.
We're going to fight about that too. Yeah. Part of the argument was about like our communication. Like we really have we're having issues communicating with one another.
Like normal day to day or chores or like.
No, plans. Like issues. Like I think like, you know.
If he pisses you off.
So he's very sensitive and I'm an asshole, which is kind of a bad combo because I don't realize sometimes how I say things.
This is going to be an especially when I'm irritated segment. Let's give it to us.
Sure.
Let's do yours.
Okay. So, you know, one of the points he made in this argument was he was like, you know, I genuinely don't feel like you like me. Mm. And I said, well,
you're like, one likes their husband.
I said, in fact, I do like you. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't enjoy the time we spend together. I wouldn't want you to come out and do things with me on my off days and
hang out.
I said, probably the only reason that you and I are still married today is because I actually do like you.
Oh.
Because if I didn't like you, we would not be still together.
Oh.
Which I don't think sounds mean.
It might be the reality, but if he's sensitive.
Well, that wasn't the upsetting part. So I, I said that. And I said, and the fact that you don't feel that I like you means that I'm not, I'm lacking somewhere as your partner, as your spouse, if you don't think that I like you. Right. Like, so I said, but my issue is when, if you don't tell me how I can be a better partner to you, mm-hmm. I don't know how to change or what to change.
You think everything's okay.
So he, and then one of the points he made following was that, like, I don't realize how my tone comes across when I'm irritated, mm-hmm. and that I speak to people as if they're dumb and beneath me. And in my head,
did you say, well, your shoe fits?
In my head, I'm thinking, well, if you sound like an idiot, I'm going to speak to you like an idiot.
That's fair.
Because I do mean that shit.
That's fair.
So I understand that may hurt your feelings if I'm talking to you like you're a dumb fuck. But if you're acting like a dumb fuck, that is the tone that I'm going to use.
It's matching of the energies.
Correct. So am I the asshole? I didn't say that to him.
No, of course, because he was going to say, yeah.
In my head, I said all that. And externally to him, I said, you don't deserve to be spoken to like you're an idiot, even when I'm frustrated. So I will be mindful of my tone.
And you also said that like he was an idiot.
Yeah. I tried not to, and he didn't seem bothered by
it. Okay, perfect. Then no, if you said it like that, then no, you're not the asshole. It's funny though, because Mike will say stuff sometimes, not like I'm an idiot, but he'll say stuff. It sounds like he has an attitude. Ooh, it pisses me all the way
so
off.
That's actually, like that. So that is actually what started the whole
I don't like that.
And the whole I'll call him out fight.
He goes, that's just my tone. Then you need to fix it. I said, because you would not talk to your customers and clients that way. Mm-hmm. You don't talk to strangers that way. It pisses me off. If I say something, he has that. Because if I were to do that to him, because he's a little sensitive, Sally, if I would do that to him, he'll get his panties all in a wad. But then you do that to me. Well, that's how I've always been. Okay, we'll fix it. Because you don't talk to everybody that way.
Yeah.
Are me and Robbie the same?
No, I think you and I are the same. So what started the blowout was that I texted him the night before that I was on my way home from the movies. So I texted him that I was on the night on my way home. He goes, okay, cool. I took your medicine out for you. My Zepbound.
Aww.
Right. He took all three vials out because the little boxes are in the big box. He took the big box out. Once they're room temperature, they can't go back in the fridge. And I was like, I got home and I saw, thankfully we keep our house like a glacier.
Ice box.
So I put them back in the fridge, but I was like,
what's the worst that can happen?
They just become ineffective. Oh. And I'm like Googling and I'm like, okay, look, and I'm like, fuck, like these might be shot. And bazinga. And I was pissed. I understood.
Thanks for trying to help, but don't help.
Well, and that's just it. I wasn't mad at him. I knew he was just trying to be helpful, but it's just, it's use your fucking brain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like that. Like,
help and make something worse. Because if you're going to help and it makes it worse, and I know he didn't intentionally do that. I'm not talking about him, but right. In general, people try to help you and something ends up breaking or makes whatever it is. That's not helpful because now I'm doing damage control. Just don't. Right. Just let me do it.
So, you know, he took it out. So I get home and I see the big box sitting out and I'm like, fuck. So I put it back in and I'm looking and I'm pissed. And like, I'm not going to yell at him or give him, like, I'm not going to. I knew he was just trying to help, but I was mad. And like, I'm allowed to be mad and you be the cause of the anger.
Yes.
But I'm not going to take it out on you.
Sure.
But I am going to make a couple snarky ass remarks. Yeah. And I did.
We're going to do a little passive aggressive.
And that's I did. Yeah. I went full passive aggressive and I was making remarks under my breath about how they might be shot and I was irritated.
Right.
And he apparently felt very bad, which I believe. And he went to the bathroom and when he came back from the bathroom, he made a comment about good thing it's only 62 degrees in here and not 75. Okay.
Yeah.
That hit me sideways.
Yeah, because that's a little sassy. But you know what?
But so here is what Robbie does. Robbie is a gaslighter.
Oh, no.
Because Robbie says things with a little edge in his tone. And then when I call him on it, he gets all
upset.
He gets all upset and defensive that I'm accusing him of using a tone and he's not. Okay. Oh. And he turns it around and he does that shit all the time. And I don't call him on it all the time because it gets tiring. So he is, you know, he says that remark to me and that just sent me over the fucking edge. Mm-hmm. And I said, I said, listen, don't even tell me. I can't even remember what I said, but whatever I said, that's what pissed him off. Mm. I was like, whatever. I said, don't come in here and give me an attitude. Like, I'm allowed to be upset. Like, I'm allowed to be mad. And it's okay. You don't, I don't deserve that. And when I tell you this man started yelling.
Oh.
And he stomped up the stairs and slammed the bedroom door.
Ma'am.
It was the biggest, like, temper tantrum I think I've ever seen him throw. I was so caught off guard, Wendy. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
I was like, it was so much bigger than what I thought it should have been. And I was like, okay, like, I'm confused. And so I'm like, did something happen with his mom today? Like, is he just really upset about something else? And like, just... was the final straw. And and I was like, okay, but now I'm pissed.
I'm hot. Yeah.
I'm hot. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, whatever. He can go up and have his temper tantrum. And I went and I sat on the couch and then he stomped downstairs. And long story short,
so he came back for more.
We kind of remedied it that night, like enough where it was like fine. But then in the next, I was so bothered by the reaction. The next morning he was like, do you want to go get brunch? And I said, I got to be honest. I said, I don't want to do anything with you.
Yeah. I don't like I don't like when somebody can get over, like, we'll get over stuff really quickly. And I need a minute to sit in my feelings. I'm kind of mad about what you said. That is so me.
I was really, it wasn't even like, I was still mad about the situation at hand.
Yeah.
I was really upset about the reaction, like, to what I said. I was like, that seemed so disproportionate to what was actually said. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did something happen yesterday? You know, like, and anyways, but I was like, I was really upset. I was like, that really hurt my feelings. Cause like, I was already upset. I did not feel like you, should have come at me the way you did. And I said what I said, because you say things with an edge to your voice or a certain tone. And then when I call you on it,
or you react to what you they
deny
said.
It. Yeah. And that, the gaslighting is like, that pisses me off.
Same.
And I was like, so yeah, I said what I said because I already knew that if I called you on your tone, you were going to deny it. Right. That's why I said, don't fucking deny it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was it. Anyways, I understand. We so rarely have fights like that, but like,
yeah,
that was really a doozy. And it just, like, it just comes down to like, we are just struggling to like meet in the middle, like find a way to like effectively communicate.
That's,
because I'm worried about hurting his feelings and like, he's scared of me. So,
right.
You know?
Yeah. No, communication as a whole, any relationship in your life, whether it's friendships, work relationships, your spouse, it doesn't matter. Communication is the number one reason why people have fall apart, fights, arguments, don't talk. And it could be over nothing but miscommunication. So no, I totally get it. But I will say, when people hit me sideways, whether it's Mike or a friend or whoever, it does take me a minute to get over it. I'm not the type of person that like lets sleep on it and then it's okay in the next morning. I don't want to go to Waffle House with you.
Nope.
Okay. I'm angry. I'm still a little mad and I am going to hash it out because I will be passive aggressive and then I want to be confrontational about it.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it. And I'm going to tell you why I was right and why you were out of line.
Why you were out of pocket.
And you're not going to do that anymore. Out of pocket. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And then we can move on. But I'm going to be mad for a minute. Don't be waking up talking about, oh, you going to be mad all day? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I think so.
To his credit, he did. He is learning, because when I said not really, because I'm still like stewing, and I was like, I'm just going to put it out there because I don't want to like, I don't want to harbor this. I said, but that was like really upsetting. You really hurt my feelings with the way you reacted. And I was cutting onions because I was making French onion soup. So when I started crying, I just said it was because of the onions.
It wasn't because of you. You weren't crying because
I cut 5 pounds of onions while we argued.
I bet you did. They were finely chiced, honey. Them things were minced, baby.
Because I was like, I ain't crying. It's these the aren't onions. Even tears.
I just want you to know
these onions are sharp. I'm not lying. I really did. Yeah, the entire time. Yeah, I spent an hour cutting onions. I cut them, baby, slow.
That's what I'm saying. They were minced perfect.
And he goes, so I said that, and he said, would you like to discuss it now, or would you like me to leave you alone?
That's so nice.
And I said,
both. Duh. I'm a woman.
Correct. Both. I was like, I actually don't even want you in my presence, but also I want to hash this out now.
Let's talk about
it. So I can get over it.
Let's talk about it.
But I did respect that he
was really nice.
He gave me the option. He gave me the
floor. What a great way to put that. That's nice.
He knows, finally, after almost 20 years of being together, if you talk to me before I'm ready to talk, I'm going to say some mean shit
me
that
too.
I don't mean just to get you to shut up and leave me alone.
Right. You got to give some space.
He's had a lot of hurt feelings over the years.
Just got to give a little space. A little space, a little grace. And then you won't be having tears down your face. Oh.
And that's on that quote it. Clip it.
I like that. No, if we clip it, then he's going to listen. And we don't need any drama.
Listen.
I don't want him stomping up any stairs.
He was present.
Slamming doors on my behalf.
He was present with our conversation. He knows.
Okay. All right. Robbie.
I didn't say anything that he doesn't already know.
But everybody
except
listening.
What I thought in my head about talking to him like he's dumb.
And then,
because he's not dumb, but you know what? Sometimes you be acting dumb and then I'm going to talk to you like you're dumb.
That's right.
Okay, next one, since that really took us on a tangent.
It sure did.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to spend the holidays with my husband's family, mainly out of pettiness because he doesn't want to spend time with mine? Backstory, whenever we spend the holidays with my family, my husband spends the majority of the time in the other room. For example, this Christmas, my whole family decided to eat lunch outside. My husband and children, ages 16 and 20, chose to stay inside and eat and not be with the rest of us, and then left right after pictures. This week, his sister and family will be in town, and I have the urge to not be around. Why is this cutting all these off?
They're all cut off?
This one is two. Hang on. Okay, I figured out how to see the rest of this submission. I had to pause it. Okay, let me find my spot. So mainly out of pettiness, backstory. She said her kids and husband chose to stay inside and then left right after pictures. This week, his sister and family will be in town and I have the urge to not be around for their get together. We've been married 22 years and he's always been this way when it comes to my family. Oh, that was literally the end of it. How that worked just for one lesson.
That's okay.
Okay, are you an asshole? No. Are you a petty queen? Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly okay with it. But my question is, sometimes we put rose-colored glasses on or blinders when it comes to our families, right? Like, I always say, like, my brother drives me up a fucking wall. Mm-hmm. I can say whatever I want to say about him, but if anybody speaks one negative word,
I'm going to beat him up.
Come for your neck.
That's right.
So, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to see, like, you know, downfalls. Now, is your family maybe a pain in the ass? And that's why they don't want to spend time with them? I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. We got to put our big girl panties on.
It doesn't.
And you each have to do this. It doesn't matter.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Okay. And it doesn't matter.
Playing angel's
I think you
advocate.
Suck it up.
You this have to.
Also, your kids. What the fuck are your kids doing?
Yeah.
Like, spending time with him? No. Your kids do what you want them to do. I don't care if they're 16 and 20. Like,
no, I definitely think, I don't think she's an asshole. I just think it sets this precedence. Like when they get older and they see this as the norm. No, my kid's going to be at my house on holidays and I'm doing what I'm doing and we're doing the traditions and we're keeping them alive. Okay. Because I have one kid and I'm not going to be sitting here lonely and bitching on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or Thanksgiving. It ain't happening, or Easter for that matter. Okay. Also, I'm claiming 4th of July. Anyways, but No, you gotta make it fair, but you gotta talk to each other and be like, listen, what's the deal? Why do you not like coming? Because that's not fair. Unless you just genuinely don't care, also, and then don't hold that grudge against
come
him.
Come or don't come.
Sure.
Don't come and then segregate yourself and like no. not actually be a part of it. But my thing is like, do we always have to be the bigger person? No. Sometimes it feels real good to go person. Low.
It does, yeah.
But I do think in this case, it's only going to benefit you to just suck it up and be the bigger person and spend time with his family. And you know what? Maybe while you're with him, you can take a note out of my book and Wendy's and be a little passive aggressive and make some comments to his family about how it's so nice to see them. And, you know, you sure wish your husband would reciprocate and spend time with your family.
Right. What a good spouse you are. That's yeah. so sweet. You don't miss.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. I like that too.
But no, not the asshole.
No, you're
Verdict.
Not.
Verdict.
Period.
Okay. I try my best to be inclusive of the entire mom's group when I... Ooh, mom group drama. Yeah,
I do like this.
I try to be inclusive of the entire mom's group when I plan a party or a fun outing. I got a lot of the girls together, but now I'm being excluded. Sure, there have been times they were included in a dinner, but I was not the one who set that dinner up. Am I in the wrong to feel upset when there is a pattern of the same girls hanging out without me? This is such an interesting submission given the Ashley Tisdale friend group of it all situation that's playing out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think groups of women are so hard at any age. Mm-hmm. My feelings would also be hurt.
Yes, for sure they would.
If there's something that stings extra when like you're the one that brought the group together.
Yeah.
Like I like when my friends like each other and want to spend time together.
But you're the
But
glue.
Y'all better invite me.
You're the backbone of that group.
Right. Hello. You better invite me.
That's right. Don't exclude me from the
You
group.
Can hang out if I can't make it.
Yeah.
Right. But like to just
And I barely want them to do that. Let's be real. No,
but to no. just like not include me at all. Like I think you're totally valid in your feelings, especially if you always make a concerted effort to include everybody.
Also, we're adults here. If you're excluding one person, you know what you're doing. Even if you don't like somebody or maybe like two of the girls don't like this person, you know what you're doing. You know the perception this is going to be this person. Suck it up and invite them anyway. Extend the invite. That is so shitty. Like I don't know. But then I'm also a hypocrite. And on the other side of this, I'm like, no, because me personally, if I don't feel wanted to be in a situation, don't give me your pity invite. I'm good. I don't even want to go. Or better yet, invite me so I can be like, I'm good.
Well, I think that's what I want.
Yeah, I want to be invited so I can be like, nah.
Yeah.
And then when we're all around each other, I'm going to make comments and be like, well, you know, we don't ever see each other anymore because I don't ever get invited. Wow, my invite didn't get lost in the mail this time.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, but also like the bigger picture here, you know what you're doing. If it's a tight group that you met in the friends group, whatever, invite everybody. Stop being complicated. Stop it. But I get it.
I guess my question for her would be, how are the relationships with each of these girls individually? Mm-hmm. Like outside of the mom group, girl group, like setting.
Yeah.
You know, are you having like one-on-one time or one-on-one texts or conversations with any of these girls? Like if your one-on-one relationships are the same and haven't changed in any way, then that would probably give me...
That's weird.
It is weird, but I think I would feel more comfortable approaching them and being like,
oh yeah,
hey, you know, is there something like wrong? Like,
why are you hiding me? Why are you hiding our friendship?
Yeah, but no, like, you know, you guys have gotten together a few times and haven't invited me. I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, I haven't done something wrong, whatever. You know, it's like, but if the relationships one-on-one have changed, that's when it's like, okay, so what's really going on here?
Yeah, there's something. Mm-hmm. Give us a follow-up to that, because I kind of want to know.
I do too. I would love to know more about the dynamics with everyone, and also if you like have and if a conversation, you have a
relationship with somebody in the group, find out where their next outing is and just show up and be like, oh my God, totally know you come here. Or just show up like you were meant to be there and just sit down at the table
or write an article for the cut.
Yeah, like
make a public statement about how you're done with your group.
No, I would just show up like they invited me and be like, what? And then let them squirm. Like, oh, like, why is she here?
I thought this was an official event. Is it not?
I thought this was the mom group that we all hang out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Have you followed any of that? The Ashley Tisdale?
A little bit. I mean, Hillary Duff's husband and doing the whole.
Honestly,
that was funny.
Under normal circumstances, that like.
Really funny.
Like big cringe. However, I thought it was well executed.
I thought it was so really funny.
I'm okay with it.
I was like, that is so petty. And you know what?
She can't. Hillary can't make a you know,
yeah,
retort or whatever,
right,
a rebuff, whatever you want to call it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But he can. And that, you know what? Funny. That's a good fucking husband. Be like, oh.
That's a ride or die.
You want to implicate my wife, right, and let people talk shit about my wife, implying that she's a mean girl? Nah, I'll show you a mean girl.
Who do you really think the mean girl is?
So word on the street is that it's not any of the famous names. It's someone in the group who isn't as notable. They're the mean one.
And how are we supposed to know if they're not notable? That's annoying.
God forbid they have any normies in the group, you know?
Really? You don't hang out with normal
people.
Didn't
they know this was supposed to be celeb only?
Oh my God.
And you know what?
I would have put my money on Ashley Tisdale.
I don't even know if I believe that. Like,
who's pointing fingers? Well, now they're not.
And I'm just saying, the one mean girl's going to isolate one girl from the group, and everybody's going to side with the mean girl and mm-hmm. stick with her. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Crazy.
Thanks. okay, next one.
Next one.
My brother-in-law has never worked, but has a girlfriend and two children. He sounds like a loser.
Yeah, how does he make his bills? And I want to, can you tell us?
Right. They all live with my mother-in-law.
Okay.
He has lived there his whole life. Unless you tell me that he is
12.
22.
No, unless he's 12, this is unacceptable. Continue.
My husband and I do pretty well for ourselves. My brother-in-law wants to move
to their basement.
Onto our property.
No.
And my husband is on board, but I'm having reservations. Okay. Mm-mm. Well, I wish you would have led with this. My brother-in-law has a mental disability.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
And some learned helplessness, in my opinion. That's fair. That he says prevents him from working. I'm scared that we are signing ourselves up to take care of his family for the rest of our lives, but I also feel guilty because there are children involved now. My mother-in-law is getting older and wants to retire, so she's pushing for this to happen. They all believe that my husband will be able to get him a job where he works, but with no work experience, I just don't see that happening. Am I the asshole for not wanting to take over where my mother-in-law is leaving off?
No,
you're okay. Not. First no. of all, he's saying that he thinks your husband can get him a job, but he hasn't ever made a concerted effort to get a job.
Yeah.
And he also has the mental capacity to have a serious relationship and bear yeah. children.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is not good.
You're
not the asshole. And I think this is destined for a huge family blow up because it's all going to fall on them and it's going to strain their relationship and their marriage.
I was just going to say, like, mm-hmm. I think she's setting herself up to harbor a lot of resentment.
Oh yeah.
Towards her husband.
Yeah. Maybe they can help in another way though. Maybe since they're able to do so, maybe they could help get them on their feet and try to get them a job.
I mean,
you can still get a job and live at your mama's house for a little bit. Let's see how this goes. She's not dying tomorrow. She's going to take a while to get older.
So I had an employee who had Down syndrome.
Okay.
I would venture to say, again, we don't know what his capacity is, right, diminished capacity, whatever. We don't know anything about your brother-in-law. You know, again, he's able to have children and a relationship and make, you know, mindful decisions about how he's going to live his life and who's going to pay his bills for him. So anyways, and this employee who was one of my favorite employees I've ever had. I just loved him to death. Lived on his own. Had a girlfriend. In fact, he just got married. Mm-hmm. Paid bills. There are programs set up to help people with disabilities live their life and be contributing members of society and feel like they can live a relatively normal everyday life and existence. And my immediate thought is either this person just doesn't care enough, and she, you know, and she kind of said it, like, mm-hmm. learned helplessness. Yeah. He either doesn't care to advocate for himself or like live a quote unquote normal life, or his mother, his parents have failed him,
enabled him in the situation, allowing him
to not, you know, participate in these programs and whatnot to get mm-hmm. established. Again, I mean, technically, you could say, I have a mental disability. You have a mental disability because sure, we got ADD, baby. Oh.
Oh, I got more. I know I'm eat up with stuff. And it's fine.
Eat up.
Girl, yeah. It is. It's the reality.
So I'm just saying, like, what kind of
mental disability? I make dumb decisions every day. Every day, literally.
I couldn't exist without a dumb decision. So I'm saying. It wouldn't be me. So, like, how disabled are we speaking? Not right. trying to be an ableist. Nobody come for me.
No.
I'm just saying, yeah. This conversation is a bit nuanced because there's definitely like a lot of context that we don't have to go off of. But right. yeah, no.
He's living a normal life when it comes to like his relationship and having children and living in his mother's home. That's a very.
Having conversations about where he's going
to
live.
That, and like, but then when it comes to working and fitting for yourself, then you're not going to be able to have a normal. And I say normal, like with air quotes, like loosely, but you know what I'm saying? Like you're able to go out and participate in.
For lack of a better word.
Society. Right. But then you can't when it comes to getting a job and living on your own. No, it doesn't work that way.
And I 100% can guarantee you if you just are agreeable and say sure and allow him to move onto your property, you are 100% right. He will be your financial responsibility
until the day you... from work and he lives on your property. He gets fired from work. What are you going to do?
If he gets a job.
Exactly.
He could just be saying that because he thinks that's the only way you're going to agree is if he agrees to try and get a job.
And he lives on your property. So what are you going to do? Kick him out? That's more family drama. No.
There are squatter laws.
No. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Squatter, brother-in-law. No. Don't do it, girl.
No. But you're not the asshole. Seems messy. I would say help in another way.
Yep, same.
Help them find subsidized housing. Yep. Help them get onto programs that are designed to help people with disabilities. Like, there are other ways that you can be a support system than letting him come live in your backyard.
Yep.
Cool. Y'all, I just had to stop this because we had to cut one out. Here's what the MI the Asshole submission box is not for. Asking us for money because we're poor.
Right. We were begging for a GoFundMe that I saw last week.
Right.
Have you gotten pulled this week?
I have not.
Thank God. Okay. Every time I see a cop, I think about you and I
don't jinx me, babe.
Knock on wood, sis.
Whew. Okay. I invited my parents and sisters with their families over for Christmas dinner. As I was in the middle of preparations, my mom calls and says she's not coming because she needs to sleep. Backstory, my mom doesn't really come around, not due to any issue. She just doesn't have interest in me or my kids. Last year, she passed my house twice to visit my sister and never stopped by to see us for Christmas. I hung up on her because I was upset and disappointed, but I had expected it. Anyway, she ended up stopping by to drop off my dad and give my kids gift cards. Then she rushed out without eating after I had rushed to have it ready early for her. My sister, her husband, and my dad stayed for dinner but hardly ate. I made a pork tenderloin and asked everyone in advance to be sure that everyone would be okay with that. They made lame excuses for not eating. I was so annoyed with the whole situation and just want to avoid them all at this point. Am I wrong for feeling so bothered by how they acted?
No.
No, that's rude.
That is really
especially
rude.
It would be one thing if you didn't ask anybody about like if they were cool with your menu for the holiday and you know they showed up and they're like, okay, well, we're not really into pork tenderloin, you know, whatever. It's still, I think, you know, kind of rude.
Or take a little bit and cut it up and move it around your plate.
I was just saying, anytime I've ever been to someone's home and they're serving me a snack or a meal, like, I'm never just going to not eat anything.
Especially because they cooked unless it under, like, feeding you. Like, what? I would feel terrible.
Yeah, I just think it's rude. I think it's just bad manners. Like, just, even if it's not something you, like, super enjoy, take a few bites and be like, I'm just so not hungry. Like, thank you. It was delicious, whatever.
Or just move it around. Who's or just staring don't say at anything, somebody? Yeah, who's staring at somebody while they're eating?
Yeah. But, like, but point of the matter is, she did ask them.
Yeah.
And, like, she went out of her way to make this thing. So, like, the mom is an aside. I feel like it's two parts, right? Like, her mom's, your mom's the asshole, not you.
Yeah, that's real
rude. But also, I don't really blame you for having her. I would be bothered. Groceries are expensive.
Groceries are expensive.
I don't want to be cooking and spending my time and energy pouring love into a meal for my ungrateful family just to have them come over and then not
stick their nose up on it. That is so rude. And I love pork tenderloin. Invite me next time.
Oh, if it's made good.
Gosh, so good. Love pork.
Husband gets drunk and embarrasses me. Ruins my Christmas. Oh my God. That was it.
Man, you're not the asshole.
Really going through it.
We want to know what you did.
Yeah, I'm
gonna. What was your reaction to this? Did you lock him out? You're still not the asshole. Did you take all his food? You're still not.
All right. Am I the asshole? There's three more.
Okay.
And then we'll call her quits.
Yeah.
But it sounds like y'all had a rough Christmas. Yeah, there was a few other. There was a few other Christmas events,
and we weren't even that were in here too. Darn.
I know. Am I the asshole for not allowing my husband to accompany me to any of my OB appointments? I'm 35 and have been married to my husband, who's 34, for 13 years. We've just successfully conceived our first child and we're due in August. So excited. Over the course of our time together as a couple, we've had some boundary issues with my in-laws. Some boundaries have been firmly set now, but I'm having issues with my husband oversharing with his family. In very recent years, there have been three really big separate instances of things happening to me medically that I very clearly and explicitly told my husband not to share with his mother, and he somehow conveniently forgets and tells her anyway. This results in her telling my sister-in-law, who has no fucking filter and gossips my business to her friends. Yes, we've argued about it, and he never sees any fault in what he's doing. After we told family and I started setting up my appointments, I politely told my husband that I wouldn't be including him in many appointments, and he got really upset. I explained that I'm very nervous about being pregnant, and because of my age and other issues, I'm considered high risk, and I would like to discuss some very delicate things with my provider that I just don't feel comfortable having as discussion topics with his family. I plainly told him that because of the specific XYZ instances in recent years, when he told his mom things after I asked him not to, I wouldn't be running that risk now that I'm about to enter into this territory of pregnancy. For context, my husband always wanted to be a dad. We've been trying for a few years now to get pregnant, so I feel like I'm hurting him by setting these boundaries and not letting him come with me to the appointments. I feel selfish, but also don't want what happens to my damn vagina discussed with my mother-in-law and subsequently my sister-in-law and any of her friends. What do I do, y'all?
That's really hard because I totally get wanting the privacy and not wanting your business everywhere, especially since the sister-in-law blabs everything. But it's also hard because he does want to be a dad and he wants to be present. Maybe give him one more chance to really understand. I will cut you out of the appointments. As a matter of fact, we have five more set up and you're not invited to them unless you pass the test on this one.
I think that maybe you could meet in the middle, right? Like, I think you say, hey, I fully welcome you in the room for like the ultrasounds, but when it comes to my actual like visit with my physician, I would like that to be one-on-one.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What a great because idea.
That way it's best of both worlds. Yep. You still get your privacy for the intimate details the and privacy. Your body, right? Which cool if you trust somebody to be in the room with you, totally unnecessary. But you're not depriving him of the
ultrasound, looking at the baby, the heartbeat. Yes, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Spencer, you are a very quick problem solver.
I mean, I do my best. Sometimes the old noggin thinks, but most of the time, no.
I like that.
But no, because I would have major issues with what she's saying too. Like, you know, and I obviously can't, I've never had a child.
Honestly,
can't compare.
I went to most of mine alone. Mike only came to two of them. And it was the butthole test. Yeah. And he wanted to melt into the ground.
He came for the butt?
Yes. No. Yes. Do y'all not remember this story on Instagram? He wanted to melt all the way into the ground.
Oh my God.
I didn't know either. No one warned me that they swab your butthole for strep B. Yeah, ladies, they swab your butthole for strep B. And apparently not everywhere does this. They do it here in North Carolina. So they take a Q-tip and they swab your butthole. Well, no one told me that. So when I put my legs in the stirrup thinking, you know, whatever, and then she did that, ma'am. What? And Mike was sitting in that chair and put his head so far between his legs, thought he was going to do some yoga because he was like, what did you bring me to? But I think he only came to like two appointments. I was down to do it alone. He came into the one where they like see the baby for the anatomy scan, yeah, 20 weeks.
And that's but, like, I don't really know why he would feel strongly about being in any like regular appointments. Otherwise, I think that's kind of your best solution. And
Ultrasound ones he can come maybe, but then the other ones, it's more like you can't
anything
see
that's
anything
specifically
yourself,
regarding the baby. Sure, have mm-hmm. him involved, you know, and then keep your other stuff private. Like, you know, I'm close with Robbie's family, and even like through all my cancer shit, like Robbie came with me to all my appointments, for the most part. But I was like, don't talk to your family about my stuff.
Right.
And normally I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. I was feeling particularly private.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want it discussed. I didn't want to talk about it myself with anybody. I didn't want anybody else discussing me.
Yeah.
I'm not normally like that at all. I'm normally
sometimes
a totally open book.
In the
but I just wanted this experience to be mine, processed on my terms. And, you know, so it's the closest thing that I have to compare this to. And I don't think you're in the wrong for wanting the privacy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times when you're walking through something, you don't really want to talk about it to the masses anyway. I don't ever share anything publicly when I'm going through something.
No.
Never.
I'm recluse. Hence why nobody's seen me on Instagram for a year and a half.
If I'm going through it, I'm not going to talk about it. I got to be on the outside of it or on the up before I share stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every single time. I don't know that I've ever shared something real time like that because I'm scared and I don't need anybody else's outside opinion or advice on it. Unless I just don't know. Unless I just need advice for something.
Sure.
But I don't. But yeah, I think a lot of people want to be. That's,
yeah, some people just need. Like, I just needed the quote-unquote alone time with my own brain to process everything. And, like, I just didn't want to talk about it. I was in, like, survival mode. And I would imagine, you know, she's nervous. It's her first pregnancy. She's high risk. I think she's totally valid in her feelings. So that would be my best advice to kind of meet in the middle. And at the end of the day, if that's not good enough for him, it doesn't really fucking matter because it's your body.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Okay. So I dated this guy when I was a sophomore in college and he was a senior in college. We dated for about a year. We always had a lot of fun together and he honestly treated me really well at the time. Some foreshadowing. He was one of those scammer people that buy a bunch of concert tickets as soon as they go on sale and sell them for way more than they bought them for to make a bunch of money. What a jerk.
What a fun sucker.
Should have seen this as a red flag from the beginning.
Yeah.
So when he graduated, he was planning to move like 9 to 10 hours away, but I obviously had 2 more years of school. So we took a break to think about what we wanted and planned to come back together in about a month to talk about what we wanted to do next. The break was basically for me to think about my future plans and if I could ever see myself moving to where he was going or not. During this time, I found out from mutual friends that not only was he hanging out with his ex-girlfriend, but he was also sleeping with her throughout our entire relationship.
Lovely.
So what do I do? Well, I remember that he used my Ticketmaster account for his scamming bullshit. So I logged in and changed the password, naturally. I also just so happened to have 5 Morgan Wallen tickets sitting in my account that he purchased.
For when?
So of course I took for when we'll go. So of course I took those tickets for myself and my friends to use for the concert that was only a few hours away.
Oh, good for you.
Am I the asshole? I don't think so, but let me know.
Nope.
Honestly,
no, that is so
beautifully
good.
Executed.
I agree, man. Look at God.
Well
giving
done.
You are his fave because how does that happen?
that.
And Morgan Wallen.
Hilarious. Okay. Wow. Right. Thank God it was like a good concert, not something lame.
Something old, some like band from like the 20s or something there. What's it called? 20s. Was it like a remake band?
They're in their wheelchairs on stage.
What's it called? A remake band? A
cover band?
No. Like a
remake.
Like a, when they're acting like the people.
Yeah, cover band?
No, it's not a cover band.
Okay.
It's like a, when people act like they're, it's like a impersonating band. You know what I'm saying? There's a word for it and it's not cover. What's it called when bands tour and they're acting like Michael Jackson, but it's not him, obviously. Impersonator. A tribute band.
Tribute.
Okay. God, it's a tribute tour. Okay. All right. That's what I'm saying. Like, good thing it's not an old tribute band that sucks. And you are like, cool. Yeah. Now what?
Swing Kings.
Yeah. Some bullshit. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm silly.
No, that was a win. I'm sorry that he did that to you, but like.
Also,
you,
has the concert happened?
Right. Like, how many extra tickets are there?
We want to go a few hours.
Where do you live? Willing to travel.
You're not the asshole unless you don't invite us.
Honestly, I don't think anybody's lived until they've seen Wendy cream in her pants at a Morgan Wallen concert.
Saying, you can put on a show. I'm just lying.
All right. Last one.
Yeah, go.
I'm 40 female. I love that people are submitting these now. Like they're submitting them on Reddit.
No, I love it.
I 40 female have
it
been.
It was not me.
Oh, I sorry. You said that and my brain just like spasmed and I.
Because you were shocked that I was 40.
I was. Damn, I could not believe it. Uh-uh. I read this as like she married her cousin because my brain literally had a freak out for
it was
minute.
Also not me.
I, 40 female, have been, quote, officially invited to my cousin, 28 female's, destination wedding. In October, my mom and dad's sister and her husband were asked by the bride to attend the wedding and stay in a house the bride's family will be renting for the week of the wedding. The bride, my cousin, wished for the families to stay together in a house large enough to accommodate, quote, 22 sleeping guests. There was a lot of talk about the wedding and accommodations, but I was not included in the conversation. My mom and sister did keep me in the loop because they were told me and my husband were going to be invited to the wedding. The rental house would be where the bride's family would stay during the week. The bride would get ready there and the reception will be taking place at the rental as well. The bride's family is asking any couples to pay $1,000 towards the Airbnb costs. Cheaper than a hotel, but why am I paying for a place they want me to stay at so they can have their reception there. I will not be staying the entire week of the wedding. I have a minor child who will be in school. My husband and I were officially asked to join the bridal family rental for the week, but were not informed until just recently that the room we would get in the rental would be a communal room with three bunk beds, along with other paying family slash couples. I don't need anything special, just a place to sleep, but are we in our mid and late 40s and sharing a room? That sounds awful. The wedding will be small and intimate with it being held on a Tuesday with only a short ceremony and no reception to follow. They will provide dinner at the rental house, but nothing further. They said they want to keep the cost down as much as possible.
But damn, they're not paying for the rental house.
Literally, I'm torn on if I want to go. It seems, I mean, how expensive is this house? If they have all the
22, I was doing the math. So $1,000 per person or per couple, and it's 22
rooms.
I'm going
to guess per couple.
Regardless, that's a lot. $22,000.
It's
what? Wait, what? In the drawer in the kitchen. Can you? I'm working. I'm at work. Leave her alone. Go.
My bad, he says.
Shut the door all the way.
6-7.
Girl, he hadn't said that in like over a week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't start.
Fuck, I'm so sorry. He just said it. Oh, my God.
I thought we forgot about it. As a matter of fact, I didn't even realize he hasn't said it until you just said that. And I was like, wait, I haven't heard that in a while. He hasn't said it at all. Anyways.
Well, hopefully he'll forget.
Okay, but this house has got to be really expensive. And also, y'all are going to use it for dinner. And I'm in a bunk bedroom. And it was a pity invite. No freaking ma'am.
And I'm sorry. I'm in a bunk room with other people.
And I'm paying, and the, I'm same paying the same amount. No. It's going to be prorated.
Fuck that.
No.
I'm torn on if I want to go. It seems like a lot of hassle and money for 2 to 3 days. My costs would include flight to and from the destination with the added cost of a rental car for about an hour and a half drive because you cannot get a direct flight. The cost of the family rental, I must add, to that, we have a very large family, and my sister and I were the only cousins asked to attend and only three aunts and uncles. It has caused some hurt feelings because she's one of the last adult children to get married. My family says she was there for your wedding, so you should be there for hers. However, when I got married 10 years ago, the bride was 18. Her parents bought and paid for her trip. She didn't have any children and responsibilities holding her back. Help! Okay, in 2015, I got married, a destination wedding, and I also rented a big, fat, huge house on the ocean. Guess who paid for that? My dad, not me.
Right.
But my dad paid for it. So anybody that was invited to stay in the house, which was our bridal party, our wedding party, did not pay because Daddy Dave paid for the house.
Because it's part of your wedding. That's right. So weird having, you're going to use the house that everyone's staying in that they paid for, and you're going to use that for the dinner of the wedding, and you're not even doing a reception. What in the budget and blinds is saying, this?
No. My house slept 28 people, okay? And we did not pay 20, I think we paid $16,000 for the week for that house.
And there was probably a little extra room. You weren't bunking in a bed with like communal, No. And she said mid to late 40s. Honey, you're 40, baby. You're a spring chicken. You are early 40s. Fresh. I barely will call you 40. You can't even be considered 40 yet.
Fresh over the hill. You're still at the top of the hill, really.
You aren't even at the hill, honey. Yeah. But no, that's a lot. And that is so tacky to be like, hey, y'all rent this house and we're going to use it for the dinner, for the reception, that we're not going to really have dancing and reception. It's just going to be like recep. We're not going to have the shen after our woods.
Well, that's what I'm not understanding. Like, what is the point of just call it a family vacation that you're getting married at?
Right.
I've never heard of a destination wedding that doesn't actually have a wedding.
Right.
I'm confused.
What are we doing? What are we? Because this is not a vacation. And where is it at? Did she say?
She didn't.
Darn.
Yeah.
That's going to change it. Because if it's like Nassau, I'm good. But if it's like Key West, I'm down. If it's, you know, somewhere in the Bahamas, not
now. Right, like how far are we traveling?
It's
like
an hour and a half drive from the airport. So
it's either got to be like, but she said Mexico? It's because you can't fly direct.
Mexico, so, maybe? Key West could be it because you're going to Fort Lauderdale.
I got to say, I don't even know if we're going tropical.
You don't think? Oh, then I'm not going at all. Wait, a beachfront wedding? Big house?
Who said it was beachfront?
Oh, I was just picturing, okay, in my head.
In my head, I'm picturing my own wedding, so I'm picturing beach.
Me too.
I don't think she said beach.
Yeah, I got married at the beach too. Yeah, I don't know.
She just said destination wedding, which, you know, think about it. They could be it could be a destination wedding in Italy. And
oh, well, I'm not going for 3 days.
Right.
And if that's the case, you should go.
That would make sense, driving. But like an Airbnb, like if I'm going out of the country, I'm staying at a resort. I don't really want to stay at an Airbnb in a foreign country.
No.
I want to stay at a resort. And I want to stay in my own room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep in a bunk bed with other people.
That. No, I will not pay the same amount on anything. And I'm sharing a room with some little boogery kid.
No.
Including my own.
No, a girl's trip? I got no problem splitting a house with a girl's trip. The rooms are all going to be different. Who cares? I don't have a problem with that.
You slept on an air mattress in Dallas and woke up like a taco.
For my own, wait, no, for my, let's just talk about this for the newbies. Okay. A few years back, Wendy and I were like, let's do live shows. We did the show in Dallas, right? We bring some girls along. I don't end up with my own room. I slept on an air mattress.
No, you did.
Actually, that's true.
And the air went out. The heat, it was hot.
You're right. You and I were going to split.
And you walked upstairs
we were
and you
share
said,
nope.
However, I'm not doing this.
I will say, we still didn't get the best room in the house.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. I forgot. Oh, yeah, we didn't.
No, we sure didn't. We did not have the master.
Stacy, if you're listening to this, how did that work out? Why did we not agree? Maybe because she booked it. She did plan the whole entire thing. She was our manager.
No, she sure did. And I didn't have a problem with that.
No, me either. But it was so hot.
I did think it was funny
that
we didn't get the master.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm not a diva. And you know what? If anybody ever calls me a diva, I am going to bring up this trip because my ass slept on an air mattress with a hole in it the whole time. When I tell you I had a crick in my back trying to get on stage, the air mattress would
be concave. It was like a taco.
Right. It would swallow me and then the whole night.
Didn't Boosh sleep on the couch too?
She sure did.
On the couch. Okay.
Yeah, Boosh.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. But yeah, our Bush had
to sleep on the couch. She did not have a room.
Right. But listen, it was a really nice house. Wait, how many bedrooms do we have? Two or three upstairs? And I remember it had to be a lot of availability. It had to be two.
Okay, yeah. I think it was two, and Booge was like, I'll sleep on the couch. I don't think she cared.
No, I didn't care really either. I really didn't. I'm not.
I just, our bedroom, because the air it was so went hot. Out and it was shit, and it was Dallas in May, so it was hot as hell.
It was so hot.
I was like, I can't do this. I was like, I have to sleep as low as possible with fans. Remember,
we got there and we were getting ready immediately for something. We had maybe our dinner with everybody.
The day of the show, I know our air didn't work because I had to do my makeup with the fans on my face. Yes,
and I remember us getting there and you didn't even sleep in there the first night.
No, it was so hot
and we were getting ready and we were melting already. And you're like, I can't, you walked upstairs. You're like, I can't do this. I'm sleeping downstairs. I'm like, okay. So yeah, I mean, then do you remember how swollen I was the next morning? I storied that and I was so swollen, y'all.
I forgot about that.
Those dirty martinis that they just kept those coming. Mm. They really treated it. We had a bodyguard.
No, honestly, it was good.
It was great. Our Fiji water on stage and then our dirty martinis backstage.
No, I mean, they literally made us feel like such big deals. And I was like, they do not know that they are catering to a couple of nobodies.
literal nobodies. Yeah. And then Stacey came backstage and prayed with us in the little back room. We got ready and we hit the stage. Yep. And the rest is history. And I never want to relive that show again because it was absolutely terrible on my behalf. It was so fun though. No, it was so
fun.
You
say on your behalf.
No.
It really like.
That is one of my top five worst memories. And I'm not kidding.
But like worse as in like great? Because it was great. We had a lot of fun.
So good. But I am not a scripted girl. And I had a big problem with the script the whole time. And we practiced. We did run throughs. We did this. We did that. I am better off the cusp. I just need to go. Like that kind of banter. And when I tell y'all that from the opening of the show,
well,
it didn't open and they played the wrong thing or something happened. Anyway, it didn't matter.
No, they play the wrong song? No.
It opened wrong. They weren't supposed to do it yet.
It opened early or something.
Yeah. Anyway, all I wanted to do, the only thing that I cared about, was screaming to the audience, "What's up, Dallas?" And I did. I got to do it. And it was so good. And the adrenaline was rushing. And I loved it. And then something happened. Elaine came and surprised us, or surprised you. And for some reason, I ended up getting her there early, bringing her out early. And I don't remember, but it derailed my brain from comprehending any script thereafter.
Well, yeah.
And I think somebody whispered. I don't remember.
I know we did a recap episode after the live show. We
have tough.
Got to go back and listen
we
to that.
We should go back and listen and then recap the recap on our thoughts now, how we remember it.
YouTube.
We have to do that. We have to because, y'all, I swear on my life, that show haunts me. I think about certain pieces of it and I cringe.
Certain pieces?
So bad. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, I told a woman that she should stop procreating.
You did. Yes, you did. The one in the front row.
Yeah. And I honestly stand by it.
I don't remember why.
I don't remember
why. She just kept screaming
at
us the whole time.
Well, so yeah, that was the problem. Y'all, you need to go back and find this episode.
I think we need to go back too
because you know, anyways, I think my brain blocks out the bad. But
yeah.
We had an open bar, before the event, and so by the time that it started happening, it was a lot. People were really drunk and like, you know, the whole crowd.
But it was so fun.
The whole
y'all.
Crowd interaction piece, it got like real chaotic.
No, but it was incredible. Now that part,
it was
core
great.
Top five memory, best of the best for me. Walking out there, it wasn't the vibe of the place and it wasn't the after party. It wasn't the events of the, it was when we were there, I would relive that trip.
Yeah.
The onstage portion until we got the karaoke closeout. Now I live that too, honey. Holding that microphone in front of a crowd of people, I'll never forget it.
Karaoke closeout.
I'll never forget it ever. Oh, I love that. I got more moves to add to it next time because we're going to do another one. We got to do another one.
One day.
We have to do it. I'm getting older. I don't have a list.
Yeah.
What was I, 36 at this one? I'm not a spring chicken. I was still able
really
to gyrate.
Was, it yeah, really was a while ago.
Spencer, it was 4 years ago. This May will be 4 years. I was 36.
We should be more rich and famous by now.
And we are the exact opposite. I love y'all. Mean it. Goodbye. I'm out of here.
See ya. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.